Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. On the phone today, we have Josh Tigan with Josh Tigan Guide Service. How are you today, Josh?
Good. I'm doing good.
Well, how's the fishing been in the area after all the rain we had last weekend?
You know, it's been a little tough around here. You know, we had high water. A lot of the roads were washed out. You know, Shawamigan Bay is pretty muddy, so things have been a little tough the past, you know, week or so. But the good news is everything's finally starting to clear up. The lake levels are going down a little bit, so it should get really good here soon.
If people want to get out on Shawamigan Bay, our area streams, what should they look for?
Basically, you're just going to want to look for the clearest water. You know, if you can find any pockets with a little clearer water, that's where the fish are going to be holding. You know, everything's so dirty right now. Those fish are looking for real clear water. So if you can find clear water, you'll definitely find the fish.
Moving around the area, you did a little fishing down in the Hayward area. What did you find down there?
Yeah, the fishing down there was actually pretty good this weekend. The walleyes and bass, you know, they're starting to move off the break. They're slowly starting to get into their summer patterns, you know, where they're in that 10 to 15 feet of water. The bass are just coming off the spawn, so they're starting to slide out, and then the walleyes are starting to hang in the green weeds. Anywhere there's bait fish, you know, you'll find fish. We found a couple really big schools of walleyes the past 2 days sitting in about 15 feet of water, and there's just bait fish everywhere. So they're starting to feed now, and it's been good.
Those walleyes, is it just jigging a minnow, or are you using something else?
Yep, most of them come on a jigging a minnow. You know, slip bobbers will work pretty good too, but you know, during the low light hours, we've actually been throwing jerk baits. Crankbaits have been working good, and then a jig and a plastic. It seems like we'll get a lot of our bigger fish on a jig and a plastic, just to be a little more aggressive with them, and they seem to like that.
Sure. Well, if somebody wants to take you fishing, what's the best way for them to get a hold of Josh Tigan Guide Service?
Best way to get a hold of me is just to call me on my cell phone. My number is 715-813-0575. You know, if you want any information on fishing or if you want to book a trip, that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.